A collection of comments from Rick Pitino, the newly tatted Rick Pitino.
I think he should get a series of tattoos of logos of all the teams he's coached on his left arm.
Be fine. Well, he is the first guy in NCAA history to win at two different schools, so I congratulate him. And he was the best coach in the game last night by far. And you know what? The guts to put in Hancock in the start in the second half and sit Russ Smith, a guy that's gotten you there. He's averaged 24 points a game or something through the NCAA tournament. You're going to sit him to start the second half. I mean, a lot of guys would think, you know what? This guy's a leader. He's one of my stars. He's played great the whole tournament. He'll get it figured out. He'll come back, and he'll be great for us in the second half. No, he said, look, Hancock's playing great. I'm going to play him in the second half. So he made the decision, and it paid off.
Makes sense to go with the hot hand in a championship game. There's really no time to, you know, sit and wait for somebody to do something. You want to go with who is doing something for you.
I feel for the pigskin. I'm going to send a shout-out to him today. This is a verbal hug. He sent me a text and said, your analysis of the game, officiating, beelines, coaching, and substitution decisions, etc., was spot on. Just knowing that other intelligent people saw these things and understand their significance lessens the pain. God bless you, my son. Thank you. I need all the help I can get. Speaking of help, whenever I'm in need, I usually call Ray Rogers. He makes me feel better about myself. He talks nice to me. GoldenGloves.com for all the information. The Mid-South Golden Gloves Regional Tournament starts Thursday at the North Little Rock Community Center. Ray, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. Glad to be here. At my age, I'm glad to be anywhere.
It is always good to have you. That seat is the Ray Rogers official position.
Yes, it is.
It will always be there for you.
Thank you.
So as long as you're being somewhere, you might as well be here right there, if that makes any sense. So tell me about the Mid-South Golden Gloves.
Well, this is the granddaddy. We bring in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, the city of Memphis, West Tennessee, which is Jackson and the surrounding area, and Nashville, Tennessee, which is virtually new or essentially new to the Mid-South, and it includes from the Tennessee River all the way over to Highway 231, which means nothing to you, but for boxing, it's great.
Okay. What's Highway 231? What's the significance?
It's about 30 miles on the other side of Nashville. So Nashville, Tennessee, which is a big metropolitan area, is in our area. And I was over there a couple of weeks ago to kind of supervise the Middle Tennessee tournament. And I saw some great talent, real great talent.
I fought a couple of stakes over there and won when I was there the other day for the SEC basketball tournament.
No, I doubt that.
No, it's true.
Oh, the stake actually delivered a couple of left hooks on him.
It was ugly.
Oh, I stood standing, though. It was good. We went to, there was a place called Jimmy Kelly's that I had recommended that was excellent. And then we went, where did I eat that other steak? It was so good I forgot about it.
You were planning out that road trip on a show we were doing. You knew exactly where you were eating 2 weeks ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, that's part of my deal. When I leave town, I like to know what I'm going to be doing as far as the culinary delights. It's part of my life.
Well, as far as eating, I see that you found all the places.
That's it. See, 5 minutes ago, you were telling me how good I look. Now all of a sudden, I'm Chubbs McKenzie.
Well, you're telling me that you know all the way two weeks in advance what you're going to eat for breakfast.
Yeah.
That's a guy that takes no chances.
That's it. Why? If you don't have to, right?
True. Very true.
So how many kids do you have that you've worked with that are going to be involved?
I have two out of my gym, the super heavyweight and the light welterweight.
Where does super heavyweight start, and am I there?
At 201 plus. Anything 202 all the way to 500 pounds.
I don't like my chances. I'm at the very low end of that spectrum, but I'm just inside. I'd have to get under 201 and fight at heavyweight.
You know, those big heavyweights, their trunks are big enough that they have enough silk in them to make two parachutes.
They keep the silkworms in business.
Guys. They are big guys.
What is your super heavyweight weigh?
He weighs 245.
Oh, and how big is he? How tall
about
is he?
About 6'2".
He's about 245. He's 6'2"? Okay. How old is he?
He's 24.
Okay.
24.
Good deal.
Yeah, seriously, he's got all the tools. He's got the right weight, got good skills, got speed, endurance, a chin, which is important.
Mm-hmm.
And I look for him to go all the way. I honestly do. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Ray, let me ask you about a chin. Is that something you can teach? Or
no,
is that
sir.
Just ingrained
no,
in you?
No, sir. There's two parts of a boxer you cannot control, a coach cannot control, the chin and the heart. If a guy hadn't got heart, you could teach him till the world looks level. He still hasn't got heart. Same way with the chin. I had a young guy one time named Greg Devlin out of the Air Force. He could box your ears off, but if he ever caught him on the chin, you could count to a million, he wouldn't get up.
Not enough salt in the sea to get him up, huh?
No.
Right. The fact that you think I could count to a million, I'm honored, honestly. that gives me a lot more credit than I deserve.
Well, and he was the one that asked me one time, and he said, Coach, how come when I get knocked down, they always start to count at seven?
That's a problem. It's a workplace hazard, I guess.
Yes, it is.
How long has this guy been boxing, the 24-year-old?
This is his second jaunt at it. He had been a boxer in high school, then went to college and stayed out. Now he's working for Coca-Cola, got a good job, a good dedicated young man, and he's come back recently, like in September of 12. So he's been back about 8 or 9 months, and he's worked diligently and very, very hard, and I'm really, really proud of him. I'm proud of every kid in my gym, by the way. But
hey, if they keep showing up, I'm proud of them, too. That's no easy task.
Amen to that. Yes, sir.
How many years for you in this?
This is my 65th year in amateur boxing.
In a row?
Yes.
Did you ever take a hiatus?
No, but I laid off for 1 year.
Okay. Let me ask you about headgear. There was a story that came up recently about the Olympics and the fact that they're talking about taking headgear out of the Olympics. And I don't know how far that'll extend as far as amateur boxing goes. What are your thoughts on that?
We'll not go to the Golden Gloves. We will not endorse it. We won't adopt it. They just had a tournament in Spokane, Washington, the USA Boxing, which is the governing body, like USA Diving and so on and so forth. And they had to have five tournaments. They had one tournament, elite, without headgear, another one with headgear, a female tournament, then a junior tournament, then a cadet, and Golden Gloves is basically we're a pure old-time boxing entity that has been around. We've had 86 annual national Golden Gloves tournaments without a hiatus.
Or a year off.
Or a year off either.
Which is good. Tickets at the door, $8, $6 for students. And Ray mentioned all the teams are going to be involved in this. This is a major extravaganza. 7 o'clock each night?
Yes, yes.
And how long do we typically go day by day?
The boxing itself generally lasts from 2.5 to 3 hours.
Okay.
And these kids, people got to realize, they watch pro boxing and they get bored because these guys they use a round to feel out, they do this. These kids have got 3 2-minute rounds. They've got to exhibit all their skills, their endurance. They want to. They've got to expend it very quickly. And then if you don't like the bout in front of it, well, there's one right behind it.
There you go.
You don't have to sit there for 10 or 12 rounds and say, grouse about, well, I wish something would change. It will, quick.
Well, it's also Arkansas Derby Week, and there are some similarities there in that you get. It's a short period of time for a great athletic competition, and then you move on to another one.
That's exactly right.
So it is entertaining in that regard. And I grew up on the Golden Gloves. We've talked about this before, but my dad, that was one of the things we did when I was a kid. He would take me to the Golden Gloves. He took me to a lot of movies I didn't want to see, and he took me to the Golden Gloves every year. So
that
this
you loved.
I loved.
That you loved.
I did.
That was in Des Moines.
Yes, sir.
Great. And Des Moines still has they still have a great Golden Gloves program.
Yeah. Well, there's only a couple things you can do in Iowa. One is eat corn. So you might as well fight. When's the last time you threw a punch in a match that was actually scored by someone?
1961.
How'd you do?
Finished second. Oh. And the only reason I did that was because I couldn't finish third.
That is true.
The guy was real clumsy. Every time he'd swing, he'd hit me in the face.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure it was an accident.
It was. He hit me everywhere but under the tongue, I'm going to tell you.
That's the real knockout blow.
The irony of it was he not only was left-handed, they're tough to fight. He was cross-eyed. You could not tell where the punches were coming from. So you can see I had a rough afternoon.
What was your record, do you remember?
Yes, 2 counts of car theft and 1 of petty larceny, you remember?
Ray asked me when I introduced myself to him, he said, now you and I were in jail together, weren't you? I said, well, then, no, I was in jail in New Orleans. I don't know where you were in jail.
He looked familiar.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you're in jail in New Orleans, you may not remember who was in there with you.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
So maybe it was Ray.
Yeah. His gumbo was spiked. That's what happened to him. The Mid-South Golden Gloves Regional Tournament, I promise you, this is one of those things that is, and it may sound strange to some people who have not been around boxing, but this is truly a fun family event. You take your kids out there, they guarantee, especially your boys, and maybe some of your girls will have a great time. It's a great spectator sport. I have a blast going to these things.
And the thing about it is that these youngsters representing Arkansas come from all over. I mean, Hot Springs, Fort Smith, Clarksville, Crossett, Wynn, Forest City, Osceola. So it's a good, as you say, family sport. Now, the open boxers here, I've got to take them to Salt Lake City to the Nationals. So this is a big qualifying tournament in the open division. Of course, Golden Gloves always been referred to as the cradle of champions. And the great ones, like Joe Louis was the National Golden Gloves light heavyweight champion in 1934. Mm. Ray Robinson won it in 39, and Sugar Ray Robinson, the Sugar Ray, in 40. Barney Ross, Ray Leonard, Tommy Hearns, Evander Holyfield, and on and on and on. The field is replete with great Golden Gloves champions that went on and boxed professionally.
When you're one last thing, and then I got a question on the phone here for you. When you're taking kids, and I don't care if you fight below sea level, boxing's hard.
Boxing,
sorry. I don't care if we did this last time with Christina. If you box below sea level, it's a hard sport. When you take a kid to altitude for a match or a series of matches, is there anything you can do to prepare for altitude? And I have a hard time walking around when I first get to somewhere like that.
Well, the only thing, of course, the pros do it more than amateurs, because very few amateur programs have the wherewithal to do that. But if you take, we used to go to an area where we were going to box a couple of weeks in advance when we could. If it was especially high altitude, to acclimate, if you will, and it's very, very important. You suffer, the boxer will suffer oxygen starvation. There's nothing worse than walking in mud, is what the old Spanish fighters used to call it.
Yeah,
your old legs just they feel like they've been divorced from you.
Yeah, well, that's not a good thing.
No, you want to have your legs married to the rest
of
your body.
Amen.
You do. And whenever I'm starved for oxygen, I usually eat a pizza. So that's my problem. That's how I got to look like this. Scott's in East End. Hey, man.
Hey, man. I got a two-part question for Ray, or as I like to call him, Daryl.
Okay.
Hey, are you still building sheetrock walls, or have you dropped anybody's Christmas present in the parking lot and busted it lately?
No. And no to both answers.
You know who this is?
No.
I'll call you later. We used to do a lot of work together back in the day.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Totally threw Ray off there. I didn't know you could do that. It's the first time that's ever happened. It's good to see you, Ray. Appreciate you always, and thanks for all you do. 2013 Mid-South Golden Gloves Regional Tournament. It is zone endorsed. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, North Little Rock Community Center, 7 o'clock each night. Boxing matches galore. But no fights. $8 for adults, $6 for students. And again, all over this region represented. So get out there and support your Arkansas guys, especially. Ray, thank you, my man.
Thank you.
Great seeing you. Always good catching up. Maybe we'll get with you before you head out to Salt Lake. Better yet, maybe we'll come with you.
Well, that would be nice.
I'll take a little skiing in while we're doing that.
Nice city. We were there years ago, and it's a great venue. You've heard of the Salt Palace?
Yes, sir.
That's where we box.
Yeah.
And that's one of the big venues in this United States. And it's quite a trip for these youngsters when they win the National Golden Gloves. Jermaine was a two-time National Golden Gloves champion. Dominic Gwynn from Hot Springs, two-time National Golden Gloves champion. I had another boy named Jeremiah Muhammad, 1997 National Golden Gloves champion. So it's not foreign to the Mid-South, believe me.
No doubt. Let me get one more in here. We're going to take a break, but John has a story for you. John, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Rogers, big fan. But anyway, I was going to ask you a question. I do pest control. This has been 15 years or so, and you used to keep an apartment full of memorabilia. This was a three-bedroom apartment that was full of nothing but your old scrapbooks, and you still...
I got 65 years worth of boxing. Great memories.
Somebody is going to have a blast going through that one of these days.
I do every time I forget how good I was. Yeah.
Anyway.
Thanks for remembering that. I've got a lot of great
Lord, there was stuff in there. It was just unbelievable.
And, you know, since then I've added membership in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, which I'm very, very proud of. But I'm still doing it. I'm going to do this till my head's not any bigger than a hickory nut.
Well, I appreciate you.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Ray, thanks so much for coming in. We'll see you soon.
Thanks.
And we'll take a time out. We'll come back. Speaking of duking it out, Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods will be duking it out with the rest of the field at the Masters. Rory spoke to the media this morning. We'll get some of his thoughts as they head into this week at Augusta. We've got that going on, plus the Arkansas Derby, plus the Mid-South Golden Gloves. So we got lots of good stuff coming up. Going to be a fun week in Arkansas. 10:52. Stay tuned. Yeah, I got a brand new spirit speaking and it's done. Woke up on the side of the bed like I won. Talk like the wind in my chest that's on. G5 in the U.S. to Taiwan.